Revenue Assurance Wanderings with Rob Madison on the Grappa Radio Network.
A bad case of camel fraud in Cairo. No pun intended. Once again, we finished another great week of running our core extreme revenue assurance training class. This week, we're in Cairo. We have 15 people from all over Africa and the Middle East, and it was another fantastic session for everyone involved. I've made mention of it before, but it always amazes me how much each time we teach this class, we end up focusing on different issues than in the previous sessions. This week, it seemed that the biggest issues were surrounding those of margin assurance, specifically in the areas of content and interconnect margins, as well as the margins for BTSs and switches. We also had some in-depth discussion about the roles of regulators and their stake in revenue assurance issues, due in no doubt to the fact that we had three regulators attending the class. However, the biggest and most involved discussions were concerned with issues about the problems that carriers face with leading-edge business models, specifically those of camel, with fraud and revenue loss conditions at an almost epidemic proportion, and the utter chaos that seems to be surrounding GPRS and billing. As we covered in the class, it's critical that the revenue assurance professional understand that the real key to effective revenue assurance is to stay aware of three things. First, the continuous revisiting of the actual revenue at risk. For the RA manager, the first job is making sure they understand how much money is at stake. This, after all, is the only way that the manager can set priorities and allocate the appropriate level of time and energy to each of the hundreds of issues that could be addressed. Second of all, we have to stay aware of the continuously shifting technology and business model environment that we live in. There are a few rules that you can count on in this business, but one of them is that the older the technology, the more stable the revenue stream. And conversely, the newer the technology or business model, the more unstable. To stay loyal to the foundational principle that Grappa sets out, we want to make sure that our prominent primary job is to monitor and manage the degree of risk to revenues and to keep that in line with management's appetite for that risk. How then does this pertain to our two main subjects for the week, camel fraud and GPRS? Well, to begin with, both technologies are about the same age. They have both been under standards review for many years, and yet, for the most part, both have recently crashed into the forefront for telco focus. GPRS is the technology which allows GSM subscribers to enjoy real-time, always-on broadband internet access for a low fee. The key to GPRS is the installation of new network infrastructure known as the GSN, the SGSN, and the GGSN, which makes it possible for handsets and USB dongles to turn devices into GSM-based broadband internet channels. While the GPRS technology itself seems to be working well, what is not anywhere near so clear is exactly how telcos are going to bill for it. In country after country, we hear reports that while management is investing heavily in the deployment and promotion of GPRS, few of the RA teams are allowed to access or understand how it's going to be billed or assured. The result, as always, is that while telcos run up subscriber numbers and the packets delivered by GPRS systems grow, the integrity of their revenue collected is in serious doubt. In some countries, engineers have completely given up and simply offer flat rate monthly fees and then try to control the damage through a, quote, fair use policy. In other countries, engineers are continuously modifying their billing models, shifting from SCDRs to GCDRs, from radio servers to amateur servers in a constant and chaotic shift to try to get it right. The good news for RE people in this case is that since the products and the business models are new, the risks of loss are really only opportunity losses, because if you don't collect for 100 packets, how much money do you really lose? The usage and revenues are still quite low, so you have some time to figure it out. On the other hand, we have camel roaming, and in that case, it's a completely different situation. Camel roaming, also known as prepaid roaming, is an exciting technology and business model that allows prepaid customers to roam on the networks of other carriers without requiring them to buy new SIMs or gain postpaid accounts. For the vast majority of carriers, camel roaming has only been undertaken in the last year. But while camel offers a lot to carriers in terms of revenue opportunities, it also brings with it a huge amount of risk. In the case of camel, the biggest risk being felt by most carriers occurs when they get involved in camel agreements before they truly understand the technology or get involved with partners who understand them. In these cases, what can occur is that the prepaid customers from your network roam on another network, run up a huge roaming fee, and you, because your network isn't configured right, are unable to get any money for it. The result? you pay a huge roaming settlement fee to your roaming partner, your customer gets free service, and you're way in debt. For those who have not yet experienced this problem, it may seem that the risk would be small, but the reality is that from month on month, we at Grappa are hearing about millions and millions of dollars of losses to this kind of fraud slash revenue leakage. So in this case, the problem is that even though this is still a new technology with an immature business model, the risks to the telco are very large. The reasons the revenue risk is so high is because CAMEL agreements involve partners, and when things go wrong, the partners still expect to be paid. CAMEL losses, like interconnect losses, represent cash out, so this is damaging in more ways than one. So what we have here is a perfect opportunity to really understand and appreciate the value that revenue assurance brings to our chaotic environment, and a great example how to apply the principles promoted by Grappa to good effect. The future of telecoms always has been and will continue to be new technology and new business model deployment. The telco that sits back and rests on its laurels is the telco that won't survive. But it's exactly because of these severely competitive environmental factors that telcos are often pushed to the deployment of technologies before they're ready. The future of GPRS and roaming is a foregone conclusion. Both will very quickly move to become dominant sources of revenue for a large number of carriers. The future of the RA professionals and companies will be, I hope, that they will aggressively approach these technologies, figure out and master their billing and assurance challenges. And that's what it's really all about. I know that there's at least one group of RA professionals who are up to the challenge and armed with the tools. And that's the people who just got their revenue assurance certification here in Cairo. Well, that's enough for this week. And until next time, this is Rob Madison saying, be safe.